I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the U.S. Health Secretary says he wants to improve Indigenous people's access to traditional foods, and a program to help electrify rural and remote households on the Navajo Nation reaches a milestone. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he wants to improve Indigenous people's access to traditional foods. Standing outside a tribal health center in Fairbanks, Alaska, Kennedy told reporters last week he's collecting ideas, but is not exactly sure how to achieve that goal. Kennedy made a few stops at healthcare facilities in the state. In Anchorage, he went so far as to call processed foods' impact on Native health part of a, quote, genocide. The center where Kennedy spoke in Fairbanks is operated by Tanana Chiefs Conference, or TCC. The nonprofit tribal organization aims to support health and social service needs of its 42 members, 37 of which are federally recognized tribes. TCC Chief Brian Ridley says the secretary's pledge is just a starting point, but encouraging. The press event took place after Kennedy toured the health center with Alaska's U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. Light Up Navajo is an annual aid program meant to help electrify rural and remote households across the Navajo Nation, the largest reservation in the U.S. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the project reached a major milestone earlier this month. A nonprofit in New Mexico that supports Native American communities wants Congress to restore funding for an employment and training program. KUNM's Jeanette Didios has more. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.